teachers.
Reactions from a sea of teachers and their supporters could not be controlled at Thursday's hearing. School board chair Jonna McKinnon was fed up.
Do not be disruptive. I'm going to give warning. I'm going to start giving warnings. And if you continue to violate those warnings, I will begin asking you to leave one by one.
The hearing was the result of Clay's teachers union and board not being able to agree to several contract terms. An outside moderator made recommendations that the union supported, but ultimately the school board did not. Tracy Butler with the teachers union pleaded with the board to guarantee employment to teachers who maintain a rating of highly effective.
Why are we going to take a brand new person off the street that we know nothing about? We have not vetted. They don't know the Clay way. And we're going to allow them to jump into a position.
But board member Ashley Gilhausen says Clay's current practice does show preference to already employed teachers.
While also maintaining the ability to eventually hire an outside applicant, should they prove to be more qualified.
That matter was voted down along with three others dealing with equal pay and training. The superintendent and chair are both running for re-election. Audience members held signs stating, "We will vote you out in August." Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.